Okay. It's now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Huzzah! All right. Now this one actually is a kind of a double feature here because, as DJ Adrock said, I'm kind of recapping some things that happened as well.
See, DJ Steele, in the last couple weeks, he actually 2 weeks ago partook in some live shows and whatnot. But because of our Poor Young Things feature, he was unable to do his show recap at the time.
Exactly.
So,
but it was going to be more than I thought it ended up being. Because I'll start with the second one first because it didn't happen. So the second one was supposed to be, I was supposed to go down to the Radiohead concert.
That's right.
On the Saturday.
Yep.
Of June 16th.
Yep.
Then what we were going to do was, so we're from Dundas, well no, I'm from Dundas, so I was quite excited to see Caribou opening, because they're probably Dundas's biggest band other than Cyanide Kiss.
Probably.
And so I was excited to see
Caribou. They're a close second.
Yeah.
Caribou is.
Yeah.
And they put on a great show. I saw them back.
You have seen them?
Yeah, back at the Toronto Breaks and Beats Festival. I don't know. That was probably 5 years ago. Back when they were still called Manitoba.
Ah.
Well, great show. Great show.
So, yeah. So, apparently they put on a great show. And they're opening for Radiohead, which...
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And then I was going to see Radiohead because I enjoy Radiohead. Like, they're not my favorite band, but I enjoy them. And it would have been my first time seeing them. But, as everyone knows,
there was a tragedy struck.
The stage crashed. Yeah. Yep.
Drum tech was killed, sadly. And I think a couple other people were injured.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was.
Which leads me to my first show that I went to see.
Man. That was a long and drawn out and convoluted story. There was many twists and turns.
Yeah. So
you took me on an emotional roller coaster with that story.
See?
Thank you.
Now,
thanks
for
that.
This next one is something that I've been really excited about. As I can't remember when the last Limlifter album came out. I'm thinking 2006.
I think you're right.
And so the last Limlifter album came out. And I enjoyed that one and listened to it and everything. And then we didn't start our show. We began the Mono a Mono show in 2009.
Yep.
So we did a little segment before about Age of Electric and all these things and what they did after that and during that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we talked about Limlifter. So then I get the email from Casbah saying Limlifter's coming back. So I had to go and see that show.
Mm-hmm.
We got in a little bit of contact with Ryan Dale from Limlifter.
That's right.
Talked a bit about him coming on the Mono a Mono show, and that still may be a possibility.
Yep.
So it's still in the works.
We are in contact with his people, and by his people I mean him.
Yep. And I was thinking at first, you know, maybe he can't play the Limlifter stuff acoustic. But
I think he's just a busy dude.
Yeah.
Probably. Like, he's a producer.
Yeah.
He's obviously, you know, doing his own solo stuff, doing some Limlifter stuff.
Yeah.
He's probably a really busy dude.
Which is what I want to get to. So, well, first I'll get to some of his solo stuff, because when I was actually talking about him before, I overlooked the solo album that I didn't even know came out back in 2009.
Maybe that's why he hasn't agreed to be on the show yet, because we haven't done anything with his solo stuff.
Well, I'm going to play some of his solo stuff right here. And this is a great song from it called Sixes and Sevens.
Right.
Right here by Ryan Dale's solo album, right here on the Mono a Mono show on CKMS 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Sixes and sevens.
So that was the Ryan Dale right there. Now, and I told you while the song was playing, I was typing to Ryan Dale as I was listening to it, so I downloaded the whole thing off iTunes. And I was writing to him and I was saying, yeah, if you came in and this song was playing, and I thought, man, this song's sweet. It's called Sixes and Sevens off Ryan Dale's solo album called Irrational Anthems. And early on in the song, if you listen, it's probably a horn, and it's quieter in the background. Yeah. But to me, as I was listening, it sounded like an elephant noise.
And I have to agree that there was one that's very quiet in the background. Yeah. It does sound elephantish.
So I wrote in the thing that I was typing that my co-host, if he came on and played that song, that you'd make some good elephant noises and could add that in. But as I was I clicked send before I got to the end of the song and realized that there were a whole bunch of other horns and stuff in the song, and that's probably what it was and not an elephant.
Yeah,
it's probably hard to mic an elephant.
Yeah, it would be probably.
Yeah.
Although, no, you could probably do it from a distance and capture a bunch of different ones. But yeah, no, great track by Ryan. See, we differ on how we pronounce his last name, because I think it's Dahl.
Yeah, I think it's Ryan Dale.
But when he comes on, we'll ask him.
That could be the first question.
Yeah. How do you pronounce your last name?
So, as we continue, I went to the Limlifter show, and I invited them out to this, and as I was saying, they may still show up, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a phone interview. We'll see. We'll have to see what happens. But everyone was huge on this. So the Hamilton show was absolutely packed. Like, everyone was there checking out Limlifter. Their brand new vinyl of their first album. So the self-titled Limlifter album.
Mm-hmm.
There was no vinyl for that album.
Right.
And they just released it. And that's kind of why Limlifter had come back and was playing these... So far, all I know of is the two shows.
And we were listening to that instead of you going to
after I didn't get into the Radiohead and we were listening to the vinyl. Yeah.
That's right. We went to Down the Alley with DJ Jeffy Jeff, and we're listening to the vinyl version of Limlifter's album.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was really good,
hanging out Down the Alley.
So I was thinking that maybe they didn't want to come on because they didn't know any acoustic. Then just today... Or was it yesterday? Did I post all this?
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, all this Southern Souls, and I had never heard of Southern Souls before until the Poor Young Things were in here, and I was talking with them about it.
Yeah, and they had some videos up there.
Yeah.
I think they've got two songs.
Yep. And so then this came out.
Such a cool, like, have you read about it?
Oh, you know what?
Such a cool project.
Yes. Other than being in the Mono a Mono show, I would want to be on Southern Souls.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Maybe they'll do something on the Mono a Mono show.
We can do an acoustic stripped down
version of our show. with
but you gotta
cans,
see some of these.
I've cans been watching, and strings.
I think next week's theme is going to be Southern Souls, because there's some wicked videos, and people listening should check out southernsouls.ca.
That's right.
And so right now, let's get to... Now, this isn't off that first album. It's off their second album. But... we'll get to Limlifter's song that's just new on there called Wake Up to the Sun off the Southern Souls website.
Yeah, so for those who haven't checked out the website or don't know what it's about, it's they're basically hastily put together videos of underground indie artists doing different versions of songs that they already have. That's basically what it is, and it's very cool videography and whatnot. And that's I like how that it's advertised as very, like, it's just he shows up, they do it, boom, 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 and then that's it. It's kind of like
it's really cool,
impromptu and whatnot. So anyway, so that's what it is. It's a collection of videos with indie artists and whatnot. So that's what you can expect when you go on to southernsouls.ca.
So you're just going to hear it right now, but you got to imagine it in your head.
And imagine a sculpture of an eagle, because that's how it starts. All right, so here it is, Wake Up to the Sun by Limblifter from southernsouls.ca here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Wake Up to the Sun by Limblifter right there. That's what we could have right here on the Mono.
I know. I was gonna say that was an awesome version of that song.
I know.
I really like that. And they're just playing in like this rundown warehouse, it looks like.
Yeah.
Very cool. Just two acoustic guitars. One was a classical, I think.
I think stand up bass, and then member of Sloan that I was talking about.
Yep. And then as you said, his girlfriend playing stand up bass, and the drummer just playing a snare with some brushes. Very cool.
Yeah.
So southernsouls.ca, check them out. Check out all things Limblifter, too.
So now the next band that I'm going to get into is the Manvilles. And So as I was at the limb lifter show, what I like now is I can go to a show and really listen to all the other bands. And the band that opened for Limb Lifter was called the Manvilles. And the one album called Black Tornado is their new album. And there's kind of a neat little thing that happened with it. Actually, I'll go through all their albums here. In 2007... Manvel released Hang On Man EP. In 2007, I guess later in the year, they released the Buried Love album. 2009, they released The Manvilles, a self-titled album, which was produced by Ryan Dale.
That's right.
And then their newest one, released in 2007, is an EP called Black Tornado. Mm-hmm. What's cool about this one, as I read from their website, is that it's the first of three EPs that they're going to release recorded in three different major cities.
Oh, cool.
So this one was recorded in Vancouver,
right.
And then they moved over here. They're going to record another one in Toronto, and then they're going to record the third one in Chicago.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so, I remember like when you told me about these guys, I remember I went to their website to check them out, and I basically, like, if you go to their website, and I think it's themanvilles.com, you can, there's a, at the top, they have a player, and you could just play, and it just keeps going. And I was listening to them for no word of a lie, probably 4 hours straight.
Yeah, because the stuff is good.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
It's quite good, and there's, really like, spacey rock and pop rock, and it, like, spans, like, a whole, I don't know.
Whole bunch of different genres.
Yeah.
Very accessible, as we like to say here on the show. And Mikey Manville is a fan on Facebook of the Mono A Mono show.
Yeah, well,
the Mono A Mono page.
And I wrote on his thing from the Mono A Mono page that I quite enjoyed their set opening up from Limb Lifter, and that I would have to feature them coming up because their stuff is so good.
Yep.
So I guess this album, Black Tornado, came out in October 2011. And you know what? We just missed. They played at Maxwell's, like, not 2 weeks ago.
I know. This always happens to us.
I know.
We find out about these bands after they've played in our city.
Yeah.
Cities.
So, anyway.
Sorry, I was just going to say, because we've mentioned Mikey Manville. The other members of the band are Greg Buhr on bass and the drummer Jay Conderman. There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
So I'm going to get to... as I was saying, Black Tornado came out in October 2011. I'm going to get to a couple tracks here off of that EP, Lions of a Lost Tongue, and then you will know who Manville are, and Black Tornado, the title track off the Black Tornado album.
To take off the last stage at Echo Park. Now you know who we are. On the rear, start the clock. Flying high, hotter than a Cuban high. And you know.
Alex make the top? Can it wait till tomorrow? Fish tank in schoolyards, Eskimo burn marks. Can it wait till tomorrow? Wait till tomorrow.
Good right there.
There you go.
Some Black some Tornado. Friggin'
rock and roll music right to your friggin' solar plexus.
That's right.
Plexus. It's spelled with a U.S. Some people don't know that.
And that is some new, well, pretty new, October 2011. That's pretty damn new.
That is new in my books.
Some new
That
Mandels.
Is new in my books.
Damn good stuff. Man, you gotta download that album.
Yeah.
You can get it on their Bandcamp site.
Yep, themanvilles.bandcamp.com.
That's right. Pick it up.